It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a look at the latest on voter ID and the governor's race. It's our weekly check-in with the news guy.
First, Emily Grassley has a cool job. She's gotten to travel to the bat caves of Kenya, go on safari, dissect animals, and learn what goes into saving the rainforests of Peru. All part of the deal for the chief curiosity correspondent at Chicago's Field Museum of Natural History.
Aside from her adventures behind the scenes at the museum, Emily hosts and writes the Brain Scoop YouTube channel and speaks around the country about science, education, and diversity in the field.
Emily, thanks a lot for joining us.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
All right, so let's talk about this job as chief curiosity correspondent. What does a chief curiosity correspondent do?
Oh, man, it's what do I not do? Gosh. Primarily, it's my goal to communicate the work of our researchers here at the Field Museum with a broader audience. So I do that by hosting an educational YouTube show. I utilize social media. I travel around Chicago and all around the United States giving lectures and engaging university classes and just in general talking about the work that we're doing and how it impacts the greater world at large.
And so you also get to just poke around behind the scenes at the Field Museum.
Yeah, there's a lot of that that happens, too.
Well, something that blew my mind is I read that the Field Museum only puts on display 1% of its collection. So literally, if you go to the Field Museum, you're only seeing a tiny portion of what's there. Can you give us a sense of the behind-the-scenes stuff that might be the most mind-blowing?
You know, it's really hard to say, because some of this stuff can be mind-blowing because it's really old. You know, we have ancient Roman bathtubs and oversized anthropology, and some of the time this stuff is mind-blowing just because of the implications of having it here. So you can have cases and cases and rows of ants, and you think, well, what do we need to do with a couple thousand ants? And when you start to talk to people like Corey Moreau, who's our curator of invertebrates and insects, she starts to tell you each one of these ants is a little data point that tells us just a little bit more about climate change and how changing weather patterns can affect the species distribution of ants. So that's kind of mind-blowing. We have Martian meteorites. We have mammals from every continent and nearly every country. And so it becomes overwhelming. I mean, 26 million things is inconceivable for anybody to even consider.
Well, this career you've got, it's not something you necessarily go to college thinking, I'm going to be a chief curiosity correspondent at a museum, but you do advocate that people can take their interests and turn them into passions and careers in the science field. And I wonder if you could just tell us a little bit about how you got this job.
Yeah, this job really is born out of a little bit of luck and a little bit of fortuitous opportunity, but mostly out of passion. I studied art as an undergraduate at the University of Montana, and it wasn't until I was very near to graduating, about 3 months before graduating, that I realized we had a fantastic natural history museum on our campus. And I guess I didn't really realize that we had it because it didn't have any public displays. It was a research collection. And so that made me wonder, well, what do you do with all these dead animals in drawers? What value is it to have 20 squirrels collected from eastern Montana? And then I started to learn the value of these collections and the interdisciplinary potential for utilizing them across not just science, not just wildlife biology, but art and education. And I started to feel as though this collection could use a little bit of publicity, a little bit of outreach. And so I started a blog, which eventually just kind of snowballed into an opportunity when I met somebody who made educational videos for YouTube, Hank Green, happened to live in Missoula, where I was living. And he said, this sounds like an awesome opportunity to have a YouTube channel. And he asked if I would be interested. And that's how we started the Brain Scoop in January of last year.
Well, and now you're doing the Brain Scoop with the Field Museum and the things that you do there. And one of the things is that a surprisingly large number of people like there is dissection and the taxidermy process.
Right.
Why do you think it's so interesting?
I think it does come with a little bit of cultural taboo. You know, it's kind of interesting the way that people in general are disassociated from learning anatomy. And we have a total hands-off approach to science education in public schools to begin with. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many times I turned to a textbook before I turned to a real hands-on object when I was in high school. And so I think that kind of is exaggerated when classes turn to dissections. It's a weird thing for a class to do. It's not weird, but it's not natural. Everything's been preserved in formaldehyde. Everything's kind of rubbery, and there's still something alien about that process. So when we show actual like dissections in our labs at the Field Museum, when we show how a mammologist like Anna Goldman, mammal preparator, goes through and deals with and prepares something that's very clearly a fresh, quote-unquote, specimen, I think people are intrigued. I mean, it's weird. You have this woman who's like elbow deep in an anteater. What's not compelling about that?
And you personally like it. You've done it. And one of the steps I've seen is that at some point beetles are introduced to clean the specimen.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing, too. I mean, it seems otherworldly, you know, like you're some kind of Frankensteinian, you know, weirdo in a lab and you're utilizing beetles to help you do your job. But it's very real. And more importantly, it's very natural. And it's a popular practice to use these beetles. They're called dermestid beetles. And we use them, literally thousands of them, in colonies, and they are flesh eating. They consume muscle tissue off of bones. So they do far more work and far more thorough work than we could do as humans to clean these specimens. It's just, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, as the chief curiosity correspondent, you know, besides the taxidermy, the dissection stuff you get to work on, you also get to travel the world. And I understand you were just in the bat caves of Kenya. What was that like?
Overwhelming. It was amazing. I never in my wildest dreams could have imagined that I'd be in the position to be doing this kind of correspondent work. And it's been overwhelmingly incredible. So we went to Kenya at the beginning of the year, I guess it was 10 months ago at this point, with our curator of mammalogy, Bruce Patterson, who's been working in Kenya for a number of years, actually working all around the globe to better understand bats. And he's working with Kenyan biologists to come up with a bat call library, because you can actually determine the species of a bat based off of the call. And so in order to do that, you have to go and record all these different calls. Where North America has about 45 different species of bats, Kenya has over 104. And that's not even all of them. Not every species has been described. So there's this great need to send more resources, more biologists, to areas like Kenya, because bats have an overwhelming impact on the environment and on human lives, because of the fact that, you know, they can cut down on the disease by eating insects, and they're seed dispersers, so they can improve crops, and they're just so misunderstood in general. So I accompanied Bruce, and we filmed this, and we went literally deep into the bat caves of Kenya.
Fascinating. Well, we're going to hear more about that when we come back. We're talking right now to Emily Grassley. She is the chief curiosity correspondent for the Field Museum in Chicago. She's a science educator. She hosts and stars in the Brain Scoop YouTube channel production.
Coming up, we'll continue the conversation. But first, Cheryl Gasser joins us here in the studio because this is the first day of the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. As a WPR listener, you know you're always going to hear something worthwhile, entertaining, informative, a lot of fun like this conversation now when you tune in. Now's the time to put a value on conversations like this and everything else you hear on WPR by making a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Last hour, we heard from 31 new and returning members. Thank you so much for those pledges.
And now, special thing happening. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,200. This generous match is from current members, including Ken and Sharon Ferry of Benton. It means that they'll match every dollar you give. It's their way of encouraging you, of challenging you, of daring you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio.
And when you pledge, you'll not only have your pledge doubled this hour during this challenge, but you'll also be entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip of your choice. Donate any amount during this fall membership drive, and you could travel to either the Rhine River in Europe or see Alaska's beautiful scenery or experience the rich culture and, of course, the cuisine of France.
A chance for great travel, a chance to get your pledge doubled right now, a great opportunity, a great time to make a gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
When you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio and Central Time, you make your community a better place because you're an engaged, informed citizen. And when you give to Wisconsin Public Radio, you're doubling the good you do.
That's because Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported, which means that your financial support is the foundation of our budget. Your support makes this incredible service available to you and the entire state and beyond. Pledge now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Pledge now and get your gift doubled. And for remember that everyone who pledges this drive will be entered into a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose the Rhine River, Alaska, or France. Kind of can't go wrong there. And you could be the lucky winner when you make a pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You don't have to pledge to participate. You could send a postcard with your name, address, email, and telephone number to this address. WPR Trip Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. You can enter with that postcard, or better yet, by making a pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
How'd you like to cruise up the Rhine River, visiting beautiful towns in Germany and France? That could be you this December, enjoying Christmas markets, tasting fine cheeses, walking through picturesque towns. You'll even visit Beethoven's home and enjoy classical music throughout the trip. This tour is just one of three trips you'll get to choose from when you win our Choose Your Own Adventure drawing during this membership drive. Your pledge of any amount gets you entered, but no contribution is necessary to win. Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Learn all the details at WPR.org/drawing or enter with your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good luck.
Make that pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Cheryl Gassner is in here with us on Central Time to ask for your support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Your gift of $10 a month, $15 a month, whatever you choose is the right amount.
And right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $2,200 in effect for Central Time. It's a great time to pledge because current members, including Ken and Sharon Ferry of Benton, will double every dollar you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So do it now. Double the impact of your pledge by giving to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And hey, here's another reason to become a member.
Give any amount. You're entered into the drawing to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose, cruise along the Rhine River in Europe, discover Alaska, or sample the French lifestyle. Double your donation now and get entered in that drawing right away at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars, but we do get funding from the federal government and from the state, but listener contributions make up the single largest source of our income.
That means we can't do what we do without you. Your support keeps us on the air, keeps the variety of programming on the air each day. Now that you know how important your support is to Wisconsin Public Radio, make your pledge at WPR.org or with a call, 888-202-2552.
And when you become a sustainer, you choose a monthly gift amount that's set up to come from your bank account or your credit card. It'll continue until you decide to stop it or to adjust it.
WPR is one of those things you don't want to live without, so you might as well support it with a convenient, flexible, sustaining membership. Make a start now with a gift of $5 a month. How about that? Or maybe $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Our dollar-for-dollar match is in effect right now, so give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support of Wisconsin Public Radio will go twice as far.
As an added bonus for that pledge, remember, you get entered in a drawing for two tickets on one of those WPR trips. Make that pledge any amount now. Get it doubled. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And hey, have you ever lost your phone or your keys? Well, of course you have. Then you can ask for the handy WPR logo secure ID tags. You put one on your key ring and stick the other to your phone.
Then if you ever lose your phone or your keys, those tags will help you get them back. Protect your stuff and your public radio station when you pledge pledge $5 a month. That's $60 or more. Ask for the ID tags at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Remember, your pledge is matched this hour, so make a pledge now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We're talking with Emily Grassley. She is the chief curiosity correspondent for the Field Museum in Chicago. She's a science educator, and she hosts and stars in the Brain Scoop YouTube channel production. And Emily, we left off. You were talking about the bat caves of Kenya, and you're recording the different bat calls there as a means of identification. But I'm just curious, as someone who's never probably going to be in a bat cave in Kenya, what is it like?
What is it like? It smells awful, for one thing. And it smells even before you start to get in there. You know, Bruce, our curator, had this joke that guano is the smell of prosperity for this project because you can smell it from well before when you get into a cave. So if you have any doubt, are there bats down there? Ultimately, they probably are if you can smell them. So that's the first inclination that you have something going on. And then you start to enter the caves. And it's dark and it's overwhelmingly hot. You have insects that are flying in your face. You have insects flying into your mouth and in your nose. And it's loud. It's so deafeningly loud because of the bats. And so it's difficult to walk. It's difficult to see. It's difficult to talk. And in all of this, we're trying to film and I'm trying to channel my inner David Attenborough and try to sink on my feet. And what can I say about this situation when I'm swallowing insects at the same time? It was simultaneously one of the most horrific and most wonderful experiences of my life.
Did you come away with a new appreciation for bats?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, before I even started working at the Field Museum, I don't think I had given much thought to their importance or their diversity. Or even, the impact that their populations would have on humans worldwide. And so absolutely, I have a new appreciation and a new appreciation for the work that the scientists there in Kenya are doing to better understand them.
Now, I understand that you're off to Peru this month, maybe in a week or so. What'll you be studying there?
We're leaving in 8 days. And Tom McNamara, the Brain Scoop's cameraman and production manager, and I are meeting up with our rapid inventory group. So the Field Museum has a conservation group called the Action Center, and they totally sound like superheroes, which they are. We're meeting up with them to document the rapid inventory of an area of the Peruvian rainforest. And the reason for doing this is because they go on these expeditions every year. They go to a biologically undocumented region, and we go with a team of anthropologists and biologists of every sort, so people who study plants and birds and insects and reptiles and mammals, and they literally spread out in this small region for about 3 weeks, just documenting everything they see, every plant, every bird call, and in that amount of time, they come out with a lot of notes, which then they, work together over a couple of weeks to come up with a report, which is then presented to local and federal governments in order to set aside that area for conservation.
So, yeah, lots of stuff to think about when you get back from that trip, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And clearly there's a lot of passion here in what you're doing. And this is something you do. You travel and you talk to people about science education. You really want to open museums up to people, introduce them to what's inside. And I wonder, what do you think most people don't get? What don't they understand about what museums are?
I think most people have the idea that these museums are just dead. They're full of dead animals. They're full of dead dinosaurs. And really what a museum is, it's full of life and progress and innovation. And that's something that we kind of struggle with getting across to the wider public, because these are areas of discovery. These are places of great adventure. You have that old kind of idea of adventurers like Teddy Roosevelt going deep into the jungle, and there's this sense of adventure and danger, and that is still happening today. Like, I am going to be experiencing that in a week. I'm going to an area where Google Maps has never been. Like, nobody knows what lives there. Our Action Center has described well over 150 new species of animals just by conducting these inventories, and they do that in 3 weeks.
Wow.
And so it's amazing and it's overwhelming, and I really want to help convey this feeling of empowerment that this this planet and this universe and these museums, they belong to us. And these opportunities can be at our fingertips should we pursue them.
Do you think that we're teaching science the right way to kids today? You said before that it's not built to be hands-on. And I guess especially girls, are we doing what we can to get girls into science?
It's tough to say. I mean, I would say that the large majority of my audience is actually women and young girls. And I kind of also see that because there is a lack of positive female role models in the media, especially those who are science communicators. I mean, I always tell people that my number one science role model as a kid was Miss Frizzle. And I talk about
the magic school bus?
Yeah,
is that?
The magic school bus. And it's great, and she's wonderful. But then after a while, you kind of have to accept that she's a fictional character. So where's her human equivalent? And I was struggling to find that growing up. So I do think that we are going to continue to lose women and girls in the sciences. They exponentially drop out of programs, and the further you go along in their academic career. So while you might have equal numbers of men and women in an undergraduate course, once you start to get to master's programs and PhD programs and tenure tracks and then professional careers, it's typically more men are retained in these fields. And I think that's something that needs to change.
Okay, well, you've got the soapbox right now. What do you want to tell girls about why they should get into science?
Oh, science is awesome. and I really don't want anybody to think that you can't have it all, It's okay to be interested in weird and gross things, and you can also still like fashion and design and music and art. And we shouldn't be having to put this pressure on people to pick one or two things to enjoy and then only enjoy these. I think we need to have well-rounded, supportive groups in order to ensure that we do have stronger retention for girls. So, but it changes with, we need to have like the Lego science set shouldn't be a limited edition. It should be available all the time. Those kind of things need to change.
And anything when we go to the Field Museum that you want us to look at in particular?
I'd have to say our Evolving Planet exhibit is phenomenal in terms of how comprehensive it is to bring people through the history of life on our planet. And I'd also recommend that they check out Restoring Earth, because that is an exhibit devoted entirely to our rabbit inventory group in our Science Action Center. So people can really see the breadth of conservation that the Field Museum is doing.
Emily, thanks so much for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking to Emily Grassley. She is the Chief Curiosity Correspondent for the Field Museum in Chicago. She's a science educator, and you can also catch her hosting and starring in the Brain Scoop YouTube channel production.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up, news guy Noah Ovshinsky brings us up to date on the latest on voter ID and the governor's race, along with other top stories in Wisconsin. But first, I'm here with Cheryl Gasser. This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Membership Drive. Your support is an essential piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. The drive is a time for you to take action, to become a WPR contributor with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And Veronica, we have some celebrating to do. We met our challenge this hour from current members, including Ken and Sharon Ferry of Benton. Thank you so much for that dollar-to-dollar match, up to $2,200. But now, let's get to 35 pledges by 5 o'clock in support of Wisconsin Public Radio. Make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Help us reach these goals on this first day of our fall pledge drive. And here's another great reason to pledge.
Right, here's something to sweeten the pot. Pledge any amount. You're automatically entered then to win 2 tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose between a holiday tour of Europe along the Rhine River, maybe an Alaskan adventure, maybe a trip to France. Double the impact of your pledge. Well, you've already done that. We met our matching goals, so thank you for that. But you can be entered into this drawing to win a trip when you pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You join us daily on Central Time from 3 until 6, and you get a wide range of topics to help you with the commute home. Today, for example, we'll be talking with our super awesome news guy, Noah Ovshinsky, about voter ID and the race for governor and more. That's part of our weekly Wisconsin News Roundup. Your support makes all of this news and information possible. So give now as generously as you can at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you can, share your passion for WPR by making a 9XM level pledge of $100 a month or more. We rely on member support, your support, to make great radio.
Gifts of $100 a month or more or $1,200 for the year are a great help. You can help us stay strong and continue to grow with a leadership gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Radio, you know, it's the perfect companion because it complements anything else you're doing. If you want to sit on the couch and just listen, you can do that.
But you don't have to. Unlike TV or reading, you can drive while listening to the radio, get ready for work, clean the house, go for a run, whatever.
Radio is great. It doesn't drain your energy. What it does is it adds to it, enriches your life. Anything else you're doing, it makes it a little bit better. Wisconsin Public Radio is listener-supported radio. Your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 helps keep it all going.
And we don't charge you up front. You pay exactly what it's worth.
Oh, man, it's Pledge Drive again. I should change the station. They're not really talking to me. Someone else will pledge.
Don't change the station. Sarah, we are talking to you.
What?
Do you listen to WPR every day?
Yeah, every time I get into the car and every night when I cook dinner.
Do you rely on the news, information, entertainment that you get from WPR?
Of course I do. But you guys have people with more money who can make a big difference with their donation.
Actually, Sarah, you make a difference. Don't count yourself out. It's pledges from everyday listeners like you added together that make up the single biggest part of our budget.
Are you sure?
We are absolutely sure.
We're talking to you.
We really are talking to you. Don't make us come through the radio. Pledge now. Here's someone to tell you how.
Make your donation in support of the programs that you count on. Don't make Jim Fleming do the voice of God and tell you to do it. Actually, if that helps, go for that. That works too. But make that pledge. WPR.org or 888-202-2552. I'm Veronica Rickert. We're here with Cheryl Gasser, and we're asking for your gift to listener-supported Wisconsin Public Radio during this fall membership drive. Whether your pledge is $5 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
Help us get off to a great start on this first day of our fall drive. We are looking for 35 pledges by 5 o'clock, and we can do it with your help, with your support. You can give now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And here's another great reason to become a member.
Right. Give any amount, and you'll be entered to win 2 tickets on a WPR trip. You'd get to choose maybe a cruise along the Rhine River in Europe. You could explore Alaska. You could sample the French lifestyle. Double your donation now and get entered into that drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you might spend a few dollars a month on a TV streaming or movie subscription. Think about Wisconsin Public Radio in the very same way. You tune in every day for information and entertainment.
If you've never given before, start with a gift of $5 a month. That's comparable maybe to your Netflix, maybe even a better deal. It's easy to set up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You enjoy Central Time every afternoon. You get a chance to be part of the conversation. You learn something new every day. Make a pledge in support of everything you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are looking to get to 35 more pledges by the end of the hour here. We are currently at 26. You can help us get there because you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio, because it's important to you, because it is part of your life day to day, the information you get, the inspiration. Make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org, you'll be entered into a drawing for 2 tickets on a Wisconsin Public Radio trip. And sustainers, you can sit back and relax because you're already entered.
And if you've ever lost your phone or your keys, well, then you can ask for the handy WPR logo secure ID tags. You'll put one on your key ring and stick the other to your phone.
And then if you ever lose your phone or your keys, these tags will help you get them back. Protect your stuff and your public radio station when you pledge $5 a month or more, WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Make that pledge. Every pledge matters. Whatever amount you would like to pledge is the right amount. We appreciate each and every pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. It's time for our weekly roundup of the top stories in Wisconsin. This week, a lot of news on voter ID and the race for governor, as well as developments in the state's frac sand industry.
News guide Noah Ovshinsky joins us each Friday at this time. He's our assistant news director at WPR. Noah, welcome back.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Rob, and happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too. Well, not too many Fridays between now and Election Day, Noah, and all the Politico types are watching the Marquette University Law School poll. What's the latest?
Right. So this was just released a few days ago. And according to the poll, Governor Walker is leading Mary Burke by 5 percentage points among likely voters. You know, it remains a very tight race, but these latest numbers show the governor pulling slightly ahead. If you look at the last poll, which was released in mid-September, that had Walker leading Burke by 3% among likely voters.
And over the last couple of months, these polls have been really tight. This is one of the biggest margins I remember seeing in the last, I don't know, 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
Yeah, it is. And one of the really interesting things, certainly that I took away from this latest poll, is the huge gender gap that exists in this race. Walker's support among men is 62% and 34% among women. For Burke, it's the opposite, with 54% of women supporting her to Walker's 40%. So if you look at those numbers, if you break it down, at least according to the poll, you know, Walker's popularity among men has really helped him as far as his numbers are concerned.
And it'll be interesting to see how the candidates respond to that, if they're going to say, okay, let's run with the strength, or try to narrow some of those gaps in their favor. Anything else stick out for you?
Yeah. You know, this poll also looked at those who identify as independents. And again, Walker seems to have an advantage here. He is leading Burke 53-40%. You compare that to the last poll, and you see Walker gaining something around 3 percentage points.
Okay, moving on from the race for governor, let's turn to the attorney general's race. We talked to all three candidates now on the ballot. What did we learn in the poll about the two leading contenders?
Well, it showed the race for attorney general remains a very close one. Brad Schimmel leads Susan Happ 41% to 39%. That's within the margin of error. So at this point, you know, they're just about dead even.
Now, a lot of eyes on the governor's race here. What are people paying attention to this attorney general race? Do we know these guys?
Interestingly enough, no. The poll revealed something very interesting about whether or not people know these candidates. And I have to tell you, it's something that probably both campaigns should both welcome and fear. And that's that almost one in five likely voters were undecided in the attorney general's race. So wherever that group lands will help determine who wins in November.
Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of people not knowing, like Mary Burke, you've talked about, was at some months back. A lot of people don't know these candidates.
Exactly. I mean, her name recognition, she's been making some strides with that over the course of the last few months as she's traveled around the state and as her ads have aired on TV. But clearly in the attorney general's race, there's still a lot of people in Wisconsin who don't really know or know enough about these candidates to have an opinion.
They're not household names. If you want to get to know them, though, you can check out our candidate forums with them. Again, we talked to both the Democrat, the Republican, as well as the Libertarian candidate for attorney general. You can find those in our archives at WPR.org. And remember, WisconsinVote.org is a great place to go for election info as well. Sticking with the election, Noah, there's a steady drumbeat of news related to voter ID in Wisconsin.
Right. So the groups that are challenging Wisconsin's voter ID law asked the U.S. Supreme Court this week to get involved and stop the reinstatement of the law. The groups, including the ACLU, argue that it, quote, guarantees chaos at the polls, unquote. They note that Supreme Court precedent dictates that, you know, this type of ruling, you know, shouldn't have been made so close to an election.
And quick, bring us up to date on how this happened, why it's happened so close to the election.
Yeah, let's rewind just a bit. As just a quick refresher, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals last month effectively reinstated the voter ID law in Wisconsin. And that's why these groups would like it to really to be I don't think that's a word.
Uninstated?
Uninstated?
Sure, it is now.
They want it to be stopped, at least prior to this upcoming election.
They say maybe next year, but we're not ready this quick.
Exactly.
So the state, what are we hearing from them on this?
Yeah, so Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen issued a statement calling this motion disappointing. Van Hollen went on to basically say that, you know, if the ACLU was so concerned about voter confusion, you know, they wouldn't be asking the Supreme Court to change the rules so close to the election.
So it's arguing that it would be a double change and making it even more confusing. Well, do we know how many people this affects? Can we gauge our current confusion level?
To the extent that we can gauge the confusion level, if you look at actually the latest Marquette poll, which we were just talking about, 1 in 5 Wisconsin voters don't know they'll need to present a photo ID to vote next month. Charles Franklin, the man behind the poll we've talked a lot about, also found that about 1% of registered voters don't have the necessary ID. So if you do the math, that's something like 44,000 voters who don't have the right ID to vote in November.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about those people and whether there's going to be any kind of official state outreach to the people who don't know they need ID, the people who don't have ID. What do we know about where we stand on that?
Yeah, the answer is the state is going to do some outreach. The Government Accountability Board wants to spend something like $450,000 on an advertising campaign to get the word out about these voter ID requirements. They've asked the Joint Committee on Finance for the money. We'll find out next week if the request is approved.
So even though the legislature isn't in session, I gather that there's going to be some kind of meeting next week that we'll be checking out as that happens.
Yeah, exactly. The Joint Committee on Finance will meet, consider the JB's request, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Now, turning away from elections for just this moment here, we've been following the frac sand issue here in Wisconsin at Wisconsin Public Radio. What is the latest there?
Yeah. So Rich Kramer, our reporter in Eau Claire, had a story this past week, and he found that only 20% of frac sand mining operations in the state have actually been inspected by the DNR to make sure they're complying with their air pollution permits. If you break that number down, it means since July of last year, 29 out of around 135 active sand operations have had these full inspections.
So how many are they supposed to have regular inspections? And if so, why not?
Yeah, I mean, these compliance checks are supposed to be done every year. But because of this, really, the explosive growth in the industry, as we've talked about, the DNR really was only able to do full checks on individual facilities every other year, at least in the short term.
Oh, so the growth in the industry is outpacing the regulators here. How big a growth is that?
Well, frac sand operations, and when I say frac sand operations, I mean mines, processing centers, rail loading facilities, grew more than tenfold between 2010 and 2013.
Wow. So is there anything the state is doing to help out?
Yeah, the DNR asked for 2 more positions in the last budget, and they got them. Governor Walker told Rich just a few days ago that if the agency is having trouble keeping up, he would consider adding additional staff in the next budget.
Okay. You said use the phrase, I think, full checks. Does that mean if they're not getting those, they're getting nothing?
No, not necessarily. We're talking about these full compliance checks. And you know, there's a different kind of check, and we'll call them partial checks. And in this case, all of these facilities have had at least one partial compliance check.
Okay. And then another environmental business issue we've been tracking, I just want to get an update from you. We've talked about oil transport by rail recently on Central Time. There's an update on oil transport through Wisconsin by pipeline.
Yeah. Enbridge has plans to build a pretty long pipeline between North Dakota, ending in Superior, Wisconsin. It looks like they're going to delay that project by a year. Minnesota, which of course the pipeline will go through, they haven't really gotten through their permitting process yet. And they're also suggesting some alternative routes, which at least in one case would have this pipeline not ending in Wisconsin.
Okay, so there'll be kind of a domino effect. We'll have to wait for regulations to make their way across the country to us before we know how this one's going to end.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, that's it for now. Noah, thanks as always for joining us.
It was good to be here. Thanks.
That was WPR Assistant News Director Noah Ovshinsky. He joins us each week at this time for a look at the top ongoing news stories of the week in Wisconsin.
Coming up, new contraception guidelines for teenage girls call for more use of implanted devices like IUDs. One of the report's authors joins us after the news.
First, it is the Wisconsin Public Radio membership drive, the fall membership drive, day one. Rob and Veronica here to remind you that you count on the Ideas Network for talk about issues that matter to you. We count on you to help keep these discussions on the air. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's been a fantastic hour.
Yeah.
Thanks to you. We raised, we're at $3,600. We met our challenge grant of $2,200, our dollar-for-dollar match there. We were looking for 22 pledges. We're at 39, so we're doing great. Let's keep this momentum going. It's all thanks to you because of your love of Wisconsin Public Radio, because you listen and you believe in it and you want to support it. That's what this is all about. Make your pledge now on this first day of the fall membership drive. You can make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
So fantastic that we're meeting these hourly goals and blowing by them. And it's really important now, sometimes middle of the pledge drive, maybe next week, we're going to have a slow hour or a slow day here or there. Your pledge now, helping us blow past these early goals, makes it not so bad then. Get your pledge in early in this drive right now. Help us get off to a massively awesome start with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Not just awesome. That won't
massively
do. Massively awesome.
Yeah, we're blowing way past awesome today, people.
You can give any amount, and you're entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You get to choose a cruise along the Rhine River. You can discover Alaska. You can sample the French lifestyle and double that donation. Well, that we did that earlier, and thank you for that, but you will get entered into that drawing at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
In that last conversation, we heard from Noah Ovshinsky with the top news stories of the day. A great segment, a good way to catch up on what's going on in the state. One of my favorite things I've heard from a listener about that is after the big state budget came out, somebody said, "I don't like listening to conversations about budgets, usually boring. I turn them off." I like that. I learned something from that. It's a great digestible way to get on top of the top stories going on in the politics, the goings-on, the business community, whatever's going on in Wisconsin. That is your chance to keep tabs on it. Pledge to support conversations like that one and everything you hear, the huge variety you hear on Central Time right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's your support that makes the many, many topics we cover every day on the show possible. Choose a gift amount that works for you and then make that pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you're interested in playing a larger role in support of WPR. Maybe you've been pledging for years. Maybe you're looking to make a big splash with your first pledge. Well, the 9XM Leadership Circle is a growing group of listeners who contribute $1,200 or more a year to support WPR programs.
Leadership Circle members value the compelling public radio programming that so many people in their communities rely on, and they want to make sure it's going to be here today and tomorrow for everybody who listens. If you want to increase your support to WPR, join the 9XM Leadership Circle. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Right now, Wisconsin Public Radio is my wake-up in the morning. Joy Cardine takes me to work in the morning. It kind of gets me revved up if she's talking about an issue I'm passionate about. It gets me ready to go in the morning. And then on the way home, I'm really getting to like Central Time, and that takes me home at night. Honestly, I was listening to the WPR, I think it was the fall membership drive when I joined, and it was during Joy Cardine's show. I was on my way into work, and I was listening to these stories from other listeners, and I thought, you know, that should be me. I should be doing the same thing. As soon as I got into work, I got on the website and I contributed. I'm Bridget from Oak Creek, Wisconsin. I enjoy being a WPR sustainer, and I think you will too.
Pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It is Central Time. Rob and Veronica here asking for your support of WPR during this fall membership drive. Day one, maybe your gift will be $10 or $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
Giving to WPR, it's easy. All we need is your name, your contact information, the amount of your pledge, and how you'd like to pay it.
You can make a one-time gift or, better yet, start automatic, sustaining donations directly directly from your bank account. You choose how to give, and then you do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you support WPR, you're actually supporting the Wisconsin idea, which is to spread the resources of the university across the entire state. Now, not every state has an idea like that. Not every state has the high-quality programs that you enjoy daily on Wisconsin Public Radio.
Not every state has something like the Ideas Network. Wisconsin Public Radio is one of the great things about Wisconsin, something unique, something to take pride in. Join forces with many other Wisconsinites right now and make your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And here's some good news. Pledge any amount and you're automatically entered to win two tickets on a WPR trip. You could choose between a holiday tour of Europe along the Rhine River, maybe an Alaskan adventure, or a trip to France. You can enter that drawing right now by giving at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Well, those are some fancy trips. I hope you win the opportunity to do that with your pledge. Kathy from Morrison takes a daily trip with Wisconsin Public Radio. She pledged and she says, WPR is my commuting companion, and I want to help you keep offering the programs I love. Kathy, we are so glad to share your drive with you each and every day on your way to and from work. Now, how about you? Follow Kathy's lead at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And, you know, just checking out the numbers here, we have 10 new members so far this
Wonderful.
Hour. That's fantastic. Welcome to the fold. New members are really important to Wisconsin Public Radio. A big thank you to all first-time donors who've pledged so far this hour.
Yeah, and if you've never given before, know that your new membership will help keep Wisconsin Public Radio the strong, reliable station that you depend on. You decide the amount, maybe how about $5 a month to start it off, and then give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you might be wondering, well, how much should I give? Well, that is up to you. Your contribution of any amount will be turned into great programs that keep you informed and entertained all year long.
Make your pledge in any amount right now at WPR.org or with a phone call at 888-202-2552. When you do, you play an essential part in funding the programs you count on every day.
And as an added bonus for your pledge of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, you'll be entered in a drawing for two tickets on a WPR trip. Sustainers, you can sit back, relax, you're automatically entered.
Central Time, we're the new kids at WPR. Hope you're listening, hope you're enjoying it, and hope you will support this program and everything else in the Ideas Network with a pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.